of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. Jazz Engineering ensuring homeowners will know how to reconstruct to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. Authorities to test sample of substance said to be responsible for deaths in St. Lucia. And Mark Anthony Condit, 23, identified as the suspect in a series of deadly parcel bombs targeting the Texas city of Austin. The news is brought to you compliments Scott's Dominica Limited. More details to follow.
Want to win some cash back? Get a cash loan of up to $10,000 from Quartz with up to 24 months to repay. That's not all. Get a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Yes, you heard right. Plus, no security required. It does not get any better than that. A cash loan from Quartz of up to $10,000. And a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Hop it down to a Quartz store near you. The promotion ends March 31st. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Here's what's making news. Homeowners here will have a better understanding of what to expect and how to go about reconstructing their homes in a manner that can withstand a Category 5 hurricane, thanks to Jazz Engineering Services. Steve Astafan of Jazz Sales and Services says Jazz will partner with an overseas-based company, Simpson Product, in bringing to Dominica the knowledge, skills, tools, and materials required for reconstruction. This will be displayed to homeowners, builders, contractors, other tradesmen, and the general public at a housing and construction symposium in Dominica soon.
We are going to introduce new products to the industry. Okay. And this is one of the main reasons we have in the symposium, because technology is changing all the time. The hurricanes are changing all the time, so the resilience has to get better. The symposium is going to be held at the top floor of the parish hall on the 5th. It's between 9 o'clock in the morning to 12:30. Right. That will engage the major stakeholders, and we are not discriminating. Stakeholders are stakeholders. And the main stakeholder there is the laborer carpenter that is building houses.
Right.
So basically the carpenter, the semi-skilled man. Mm-hmm. We want them there because at the end of the day, they are the ones that put those hurricane ties.
Right.
The engineer can recommend anything he wants. But if the guys on the field don't understand what they're doing...
Right. Another key area which would need to be enforced is the security aspect, and that Astafan believes is where the Dominica Bureau of Standards would need to step in.
And the persons that enforce materials coming into this country is the Bureau of Standards.
Right.
The persons who enforce the constructions under the laws of Dominica is the planning division. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the household... The housewife, the mortgage holder, the husband who has a mortgage, the young person, young lady who has a mortgage.
Yes.
These are the ones at the end of the day, the homeowners. They have to ensure that it is put properly. And not only do they have to ensure that it's put properly, they have to be convinced, they have to understand why it needs to be put forward. Because persons look at it and say, oh, hurricane tide. But we saw the inconvenience caused because of the lack of proper construction.
Yes, yes.
And the analysis has been done. And on a cost of a roof, the addition of hurricane ties is between 2 to 5%, this depending on the size of the roof.
Okay.
So for the inconvenience cost, it is well worth it.
Okay.
Now, one of the major things that we have noticed is that the persons are not using the proper fixing material.
Right.
So that's the nails and screws with the hurricane ties.
Right.
And we want to educate the public on that. And this is one of the major aspects we're going to be dealing with at the workshop. And we're going to deal with other new technology that even the planning division is trying to recommend. and the contractors are not using it. So it is necessary to have a discuss why they don't want to use it, why they believe it's more difficult, and if we can suggest a simpler way to erect it.
According to Astafan, there is still a lot of work to be done, and it is no fault of Dominicans if the next hurricane season meets houses still uncovered because of several hiccups along the way, from shortage of material, including banking and insurance issues that Dominicans have had to deal with.
I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of us were in a daze after Hurricane Maria. We may not want to accept it, but we saw things, but it did not register. And the more and more I drive, is the more I realize the amount of roofs that are uncovered, the more I realize the amount of damage that is done. And in order for us to resolve this issue, it has to be a team effort by everybody in Dominica. Because there are certain things I would like to say, but this is not the appropriate time.
Yes.
This is not the appropriate media to deal with it. And yes, there are a lot of roofs uncovered. We have a lot of issues because, whether you like it or not, there's a major logistics issue of ordering lumber and stuff required. Even if I am on the ball with ordering, if I got stuck in Guadeloupe for 1 week due to the high season, I was supposed to be working on that order, and I just slipped, and the order did not make it for the boat on Wednesday, so it makes it on the boat on Thursday. You have banking issues to deal with. You have your home to deal with. So a lot of persons, and then you're looking for a labor force. So there are a lot of issues holding us back. And yes, things are slow, but there are reasons. You have the insurance. People have just gotten their insurance. They have settled their claims. They have agreed to the insurance. The insurance hasn't paid. There are a lot of issues. Why? And yes, hurricane season in 2 months, you're going to have houses uncovered in the next 2 months. You're going to have houses under tarpaulin. I don't wish a category zero on Dominica right now.
That was Steve Astafan of Jazz Sales and Services. The symposium will be held during the first week of April. The Dominica Export-Import Agency, also known as DEXIA, is expecting a shipment of cocoa beans from Grenada soon to assist cocoa stick producers to maintain their income. Crop Development Officer at DEXIA, Theodora Anthony Williams, says cocoa is a focus crop in the national export strategy and a priority crop by the Ministry of Agriculture.
We were approached, that is DEXIA, by some cocoa stick producers and some exporters to import cocoa beans as the crop was affected by Hurricane Maria. There's a lot of interest from the cocoa stick producers and also exporters in terms of the beans, because it's a very important crop, and they have been doing it for years. It's generating income. The cocoa stick producers, they have been involved in that for several years, and this is one of the main form of income for some of them. And especially after the hurricane, they need to continue to generate income. Hence, they need to import the beans and to help support them.
She says DEXIA has been continuing to empower cocoa stick producers, and sessions were held last week with them. She says they are already looking at strategies to avoid a scarcity of the bean in the event of another hurricane this year.
The cocoa stick producers, what they can do is purchase larger volumes of beans and store to ensure that they have volumes after the storm to continue their business. But what we want at the end of the exercise is to ensure that the product is well labeled, it's export ready, and they can compete with other cocoa sticks in the markets that they are already into. We had some training in August 2017 with some cocoa stick producers in the Northeast to empower them to familiarize them with the what a quality cocoa bean is, because this is the product that is used to produce cocoa stick. Cocoa stick that is produced is utilized on the local market as well as the export market.
Crop Development Officer at DEXIA, Theodora Anthony Williams. This is Q95 News. Area Coordinator for Samaritan's Purse in Dominica, Stephen Edwards, says the scarcity of skilled carpenters in Dominica has been posing a challenge for them. Samaritan's Purse is one of the many international partners which have been assisting in Dominica post-Hurricane Maria.
One challenge that we have seen is just the amount of skilled carpenters that are available. We're trying to ramp up and do as much work as we can on a large scale, and so identifying skilled carpenters that can be on the team is a challenge. And it's understandable if you think about it. I mean, the demand for carpenters is huge, bigger than we would have ever thought it would be. And so anyone who does have those skills, he already has plenty of work to do. But we have seen an encouraging amount of people get interested as work is happening. It's kind of organic. Word gets out that we are in need of labor. And so more and more people have been able to join the team. Right now, we've got two carpenters with their teams, two contractors with their teams that have been working with us, as well as we've hired 20 guys so far that are just on our construction teams going around, and we're looking to hire more. So if anyone, especially in the northern greater Portsmouth area, I suppose, is interested in working skilled or non-skilled labor, we would definitely be interested in hiring. 225-3489. That's our general feedback line that mm-hmm. we've established for the community. So that can be, hey, I'm interested in a job, how do I apply? Or it could be, hey, I'm interested in what services that you provide.
Area coordinator for Samaritan's Purse in Dominica, Stephen Edwards. Project manager of the Natural Disaster Risk Management of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, Ives Roberts Persona, says that over the past two decades, the education sector has been the most vulnerable to natural disasters. Persona was speaking at the launch of the implementation of the Model Safe School Program for Dominica at the Garraway Hotel on Monday. He says that 41% of the country education facilities suffered damages due to Hurricane Maria.
Several factors can explain the vulnerability of the education sector, including location of school plant in vulnerable locations such as flood prone areas or unstable slope. The inadequate maintenance of building and a general absence of education sector policies and plan which explicitly address vulnerability risk reduction of the school plant.
Project manager of the National Disaster Risk Management of the Caribbean Development Bank, Ives Roberts Persona. Chairman of the Board of the National Bank of Dominica, Anthony John, says that the introduction of technology has created a transformation in the financial industry. He says technology has been changing the way in which financial institutions conduct business. John says the progressive growth in the use of mobile phones or devices is the cost of significant changes of how these institutions interact with customers.
And it is online and mobile banking products are just two examples. These are trends that we have to respond to and take advantage of in the coming decade and beyond. We can do well in a new financial landscape if we are prepared to broaden our expertise and innovative capabilities to stay relevant to our customers and to remain competitive.
Chairman of the Board of the National Bank of Dominica, Anthony John. This is Q95 News. In a press release sent from the CCJ on 21st March 2018, the Attorney General of Belize has succeeded before the CCJ in his application to reduce the interest rate contained in a certificate issued by the court. The certificate was made following an arbitral award made against the government. A rate of interest of 17% compounded monthly was initially awarded in the 2013 arbitration award of Brazilian $36 million made by a tribunal of the London Court of International Arbitration against Belize in favor of the Belize Bank. In November 2017, the CCJ gave permission for the bank to have the arbitration award enforced as if it were a judgment. Following the CCJ's 2017 ruling, the bank requested a certificate under Section 25 of the Crown Proceedings Act from the CCJ's registrar to detail the amount of money owed to the bank by Belize. The certificate was duly issued in January 2018. According to the certificate, the debt stood at Brazilian $91.6 million as at 15th December 2017, with interest continuing to accrue at 17% compounded monthly until the date of payment. The Attorney General applied to have that rate reduced from the date of the certificate. The Attorney General argued that the applicable interest rate was the 6% permitted under Belize law on all judgments in Belize. The bank countered by suggesting that the CCJ's November 2017 order was final. The contractual debt for principal and interest merged in the judgment debt, upon which interest of 6% became payable under $167 of the Supreme Court of Judicature Act. The court stated that it would naturally be unfair to the government of Belize that post-judgment interest should be imposed at almost triple the statutory rate in circumstances where this was not sought by the bank and the Attorney General had no meaningful opportunity in court to make any submissions in this regard. The post-judgment interest figure in the certificate was an unfortunate replication of the terms of the award. The application was heard on 14th March 2018 by the bench of the CCJ, comprising the Right Honorable Sir Dennis Byron, President of the CCJ, and Honorable Justices Saunders, Witt, Hayton, and Justice Ranulph Lee. The Attorney General of Belize was represented by Dr. Ben Juratowicz, the Solicitor General, Mr. Nigel Hawk, and Ms. Agassi Finnegan, while the bank was represented by Mr. Eamon Courtney and Ms. Angeline Welsh. You're listening to Q95 News. Assistant Forest Officer of Dominica's Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division, Stephen Durand, has sought to reassure Dominicans that the Cicero parrot, Dominica's national bird, will not go extinct due to his observations of the species post-Hurricane Maria.
I want to give the people of this country, you know, their hope. You know, I want people to raise their hope, you know. Be positive that our birds will come back like it did after Hurricane David. We've had a history of probably 600 years of hurricanes, intense hurricanes, and so the birds have survived. You know, my fear is what we do as human beings, you know, with the birds. If the birds are left alone, you know, the birds are given the chance to do what they need to do. The forest will come back. It will provide them with the food and the cover and the nesting, you know, opportunities they require, nesting cavities. They will do what they have to do.
On 21st March 2018, while speaking on Q95's Stuck on the Block show, Dura called on relevant authorities to establish the necessary resources and conduct breeding practices on island rather than allowing foreigners to breed our national bird for us in their country. Investigations are continuing into the sudden deaths of four St. Lucians, with the Ministry of Health saying it had received a sample of the substance allegedly responsible for the tragedy. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Merlin Frederick said the sample has been passed on to the relevant authorities for testing. At this point in time, we can't speak to absolutely what this sample is, but we can say that it was a clear, colorless liquid resembling water or strong rum, she stated. We believe that there is a toxin, and we're encouraging persons, should anyone come into contact with the substance or have any sample of it, to either bring it to us so that we can pass it on to the authorities for testing or dispose of it properly. Ensure that you pour it into the ground and that it disappears. Do not throw away in a container containing the substance in the event that someone else picks it up and ingests it. This is Q95 News. United States media have identified Mark Anthony Condit, age 23, as the suspect linked to a series of deadly parcel bombs targeting Austin, Texas. The man was killed after he detonated an explosive as officers approached his car following a chase in Round Rock, north of the Texas state capital. Officials state he lived about 20 miles from Austin in a shared home. The incident follows four bomb attacks in the Austin area. Officials warn he may have placed more bombs in the area. That's the Prime Evening News. First, a recap of our headlines. Jazz Engineering, ensuring homeowners will know how to reconstruct to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. Authorities to test sample of substance said to be responsible for deaths in St. Lucia. and Mark Anthony Condit, age 23, identified as the suspect in a series of deadly parcel bombs targeting the Texas city of Austin. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your IRI reports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Ferrell.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.